You know, New York's a hard town. I mean, it's so hard that even when you're waiting online at the supermarket, some 90-year-old lady's standing behind you, giving you a rap about why she's gotta go first, as she's picking your pocket. The guys here are just as slick. This one jerk I was seeing would say, "Oh baby, you're so fine. There's no one like you. I can't think of anybody else while I got you. By the way, my deal hasn't come through yet. Could you lend me a few grand maybe, just for a few weeks?" Well, this sweet little thing gave this jerk his dough, and things were just fine for the moment. We'd play lovey-dovey, and he'd say, "As soon as this deal comes through, then we'll go to New Mexico, or some other exotic place he had in mind." Then one day, as I was walking home from my gig, I saw that jive-ass sweet-talking jerk sitting in a car at a stoplight, waiting for the light to change. And I ran over to say hi, and I could see these kids sitting in the car. That's right, kids sitting in the back seat with this big fat mama sitting beside my honey. And this jerk saw me, and before that light changed, he sped off, and I never did see him or my money again. I'll tell you a story about a wicked man. He got me troubled and off he ran. Last time I looked, he was all tore down. Said there was some kind of voodoo around. There was a mad, mad doctor. He liked to unwind, exploring the fantasies that deep in my mind. In a gourmet style, he would feed the fire, start me burning up in a wild desire. Now some rise up, some rise down, some rise high above the ground, some rise late and some rise soon. Seven stone. If he's not happy, just leave him alone. A wizard or a lizard or a coven would do. Send some demon running after you. Some rise up, some rise down, some rise high above the ground, some rise late and some rise soon. Seven angels fell to ruin. My friend said he saw me in the middle of the night, appearing. I was clearly in sight. I was nowhere near. I was home in my bed. Aleister Crowley running